right, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for James Financial Report with our man Craig Ferrantino, certified wealth strategist extraordinaire, president of the Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville. And, of course, check out the great website, LongIslandInvestmentAdvisors.com, the aforementioned Craig Ferrantino. Always a pleasure in his usual spot on a Monday morning. How are you, sir? Hope you had a good weekend.
Yes, Jay, it was a good weekend. It's the weekend started with a great interview by yourself of our Governor Andrew Cuomo on Friday, and I was very tuned into that. Great job, great job.
I appreciate that.
You have all sorts of celebrities on.
Tough get. Well, you know, listen, it was a tough get, but after about 150 tries of trying to get him back on after a couple of years, I'll tell you, it was good to have him, and he definitely got into overtime with us. Only supposed to keep him about 18 minutes, and then ended up being about 35 or so. So it was good. And
great job.
Hopefully we'll have him on again. Yeah.
He doesn't speak quickly. He takes his time and goes in directions. All right. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at 27,154, up for the week, down 0.7%. The S&P 500, 29.77, down 1.2% for the week. Most of the losses actually on the last day or so, which was on Friday. The Nasdaq down 1.2% at 81.46. 10-year Treasury at 2.05. Oil is at $56.16 a barrel, down 6.7%. And so, you know, interesting. We had just coming off of the largest growth of economic expansion in the history of the United States, which ends on the second quarter of our economic experience. So we haven't seen so much growth for so long of a time straight without any hiccups in the history of the United States. So it's very, very interesting. I don't think it's being reported that way. But anyway, interesting. As far as numbers, you know, not going, you know, this is a huge milestone. We broke over 3,000 mark for the first time ever on the S&P 500. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average passed 27,000 mark. You know, and so what does the milestone mean? You know, there's some studies that say odd numbers, you know, like people like even numbers more than odd numbers. I don't know what that means, but really 27,000 is really no different than 26,928 or 27,169 in the bigger picture. But you realize that the Dow first crossed the 10,000 level back in 1999. I was in business for sure, and there was a lot of fanfare at the time. And then it went up and down over that, and because it was during the 90s dot-com bubble there, and at last touched 10,000 in 2010. So you got to realize from 1999 to for 11 years, it was poking still around that 10,000 mark, just to show you how growth is. The 25,000 level has been crossed 20 times since it first reached in 2018. So 20 times around the 25,000 level. And then, so when you look at it in perspective, the 27,000 doesn't mean too much, but we've gotten so far in a shorter period of time than in our history. So very, very interesting. And as far as performance goes, it's really quite positive, you know, when you look at it, Jay. It's indicative of the strength of the stock market, and it shows that the Dow is up more since January, up more than 17%, and over the past 3 years, the gain is 60%. Expanding economy, rising corporate earnings, lower taxes, low interest rates is really it's really the fuel that drives the fire. And so, like as I was saying last week, at China, this big issue with China, it's out there for sure, but it seems like the economy is just ignoring it almost. It's like this is just crazy strength. And of course, we always have a cautious optimism. Nobody wants to be the guy that says, oh, this is great, and then you're the last guy standing. You know, there's still ongoing trade uncertainties with China. It's kind of died down, but coming back with the capture of a British ship. You have blooming, all sorts of Brexit uncertainties. Who's negotiating the release of the ship, you know, and there's oil in the ship, by the way, so all sorts of uncertainty there. the rest of the world isn't doing what we're doing, so there's weak global growth that's out there, and then the Fed could shift policy. So, and what about the federal budget? We haven't even talked about the debt ceiling and all this other stuff, because it looks like they're just spending like crazy. So there's going to be some issues. There might be something with the voters in the future about how much we're spending and what our total debt is. But that said, you know, the all-time high for stocks and persistent risks really makes stocks more vulnerable to, like, larger swings and the occasional pullback, which I would expect. That's one thing I could say. You're going to see some pullbacks here. So this week, though, Jay, is like we're in the, you know, this is sort of like the calm before the storm. And this week will be the busiest week. Here we are in July. The busiest week in the earnings season for the second quarter. This week you're going to hear from Alphabet, which is Google. You're going to hear from Amazon. You're going to hear from Facebook. We're going to hear from Tesla. Are they selling those Model 3s anymore? Who knows? And then things like AT&T and Caterpillar and even Boeing will do some reporting this week. So it's going to be a big week for earnings. It's interesting to note that a lot of the past earnings have been very positive. So that's what we're looking at right now.
Yep. Craig Ferentino, I tell you, so much for the dog days of summer. We got a lot of activity floating around, including a little bit of a cut as far as the end of the month. Foregone conclusion, I guess, Craig, that a lot of investors will kind of be parsing data over the coming months to gauge what, if any, as far as the cuts to be made after this month. So it'll be interesting to see some of the banks in and around, you know, reducing rates and fending off slowing growth. And we'll see what happens as far as the Fed, as far as lower rates in the coming months as well, additional, you know?
Yeah, well, you got all this. It's very interesting. The futures are trading positive today prior to the market open. So it shows the Dow looks like it's up, I don't know, 60 points or so. It's going to open 60 points higher. So there's another key meeting eventually. The Federal Reserve is trying to communicate its policy to the public. There's some thoughts that they'll be cutting interest rates in the near future, and then there's people saying they're going to leave it alone. And a very confusing meetings that they had last week, so nobody could figure that out. And, DirecTV, which is a big, it's a little fight. DirecTV is having a contract dispute with CBS, which is our Channel 2 here in New York. And CBS and AT&T failed to renew their contract, which means millions of DirecTV subscribers. DirecTV is the one you can get in Costco. I'm sure if you have it, people know, you all know who you are. And losing access to all CBS programming. And you're finding all sorts of stuff. I'm interested in this oil situation here in the Middle East. Does Iran seize more tankers? What happens here? And I think that there's going to be some uncertainty in there. So I would take a look at it. And this is very, very important. Microsoft hit some blowout earnings this past week. It's another great company. They're cloud computing, which is nobody really sees. You know, it's like Amazon Cloud. Like, I know what Amazon does, but I don't know what Amazon Cloud does. But what they do is they store a lot of data for the U.S. government, for the Defense Department, and the same thing for a while there. Amazon and was just a little bit in the game, and then they became the major player, and now Microsoft has jumped in, and people seem to trust Microsoft a little more than Amazon. So we're seeing some of that. Very, very interesting future here, and U.S. Warship was destroyed by an Iranian drone, they said. So we'll take a look at that as well. So there's a lot of potential out here. It was going on in the Straits of Hormuz, a very, very narrow area.
No question. Interesting week coming up. You got the Mueller hearing on Wednesday. You got the 9/11 vote coming into play tomorrow on the Senate floor, I do believe. Where the House passed the measure. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye on things. We all know how they can kind of rock the boat, these types of situations. But all in all, it's very impressive the way the economy has been flowing along. And, of course, we will keep an eye on it with you, my friend, as we'll talk to you next week. How's that?
Okay, Jay. Thank you very much. Have a good week.
Always a pleasure. The great Craig Ferrantino from the Craig James Financial. And check out the website, Long Island Advisors Investment Advisors, excuse me, Long Island Investment Advisors.com.